Hi, I'm Solara Starr and welcome to the Solara Starr podcast. With over 20 years of experience, I've had the privilege of working with thousands worldwide and sharing my expertise across various media platforms. This podcast is your go-to resource for mastering manifestation and unlocking your ultimate magnetism. Hit subscribe so you never miss an episode and let's dive in. And a very warm welcome to the Solara K-Star podcast. I am Solara, and today we are going to be diving into a topic that quite simply is life-changing, and that is how to simplify your life so that you can stop running on empty and actually create the space to manifest the life that you desire and deserve. Because in reality, if your diary is packed, your nervous system is fried, and you're constantly rushing from one thing to the next, how on earth can you expect to call in more? How can you hold the dream life, the love, the health, the abundance, the spaciousness, the freedom, when you don't even have the space to breathe, let alone invite anything more in? So let me ask you, do you feel like you are spinning too many plates? Perhaps you're saying yes to too many projects, or you've got too many social commitments, maybe both, maybe all of it. You've got too many responsibilities. You might be a mum or a dad, and you've not only got all the school demands, after school clubs and entertaining the children, but you've got running the house, social commitments and other projects that you want to do, or you maybe have got halfway through and you just can't finish it because you feel exhausted. Maybe you go to bed exhausted and don't sleep because your nervous system's fried. Maybe you work 6 days a week and you barely take a proper lunch break. Maybe Sundays are just for catching up on everything that you've been neglecting. And then you don't feel like you're enough because you haven't looked after yourself and you haven't looked after your family in the way that you would like to. You got all the commitments around the house, the errands, the little jobs, and all that kind of life admin that if we don't stay on top of, it can just hang around, leaving us feeling depleted and overwhelmed, which means that you're not actually resting on those days that you want to rest. You're just probably recovering from the chaos. And then, like I say, beating yourself up because you still didn't get enough done. And that, my friend, that's not living. That's surviving. And if you're honest, you know that too. And that's exactly where I was. And I have no idea how long I would have been able to keep that up for before something serious would have happened, whether it be massive burnout, illness of some sort. In fact, it wasn't until we went through a couple of severe bereavements. I know all bereavements are severe, and some can really take their toll. And that's when I had to take stock and really take a look at my life. And maybe that's where you are. Maybe somebody you know is there. Maybe you could forward this episode onto them if you feel it may help. So why does all of this matter, especially when it comes to creating the life that we desire, becoming effortlessly magnetic? And the way I see it, and I know that this is a big conversation and there's probably things I haven't thought about when I was making the show notes, but when our lives are full, it's not just our calendars that are overloaded. Our nervous system is overloaded. Our energy is overloaded. Our emotions are overloaded. Mentally, we're overloaded. Physically, we're overloaded. And that chronic stress, it impacts all those areas. And from a law of attraction perspective, our energy actually contracts, it closes in because we almost go into survival mode. And all of our energy, when it shuts down, it means we're not open and receptive to thriving. We are literally in survival mode. And that makes our vibration feel heavy because we feel depleted, because we feel anxious even. It can mean that the heaviness can keep us only seeing more of the same. And from a manifestation perspective, that energy will mean that we're looking at the world through the lens of what we are feeling. So we're looking at the world through the lens of stress, through the lens of overwhelm, which means we're only going to see more of the same. And it's a little bit of a vicious cycle until one day something inside of you just screams, this has got to stop. So you can vision board all day long. I'm a great fan of it, by the way. So I really feel that there is a place. But you can vision board all day long. You can say your affirmations all day long. But if your nervous system is screaming, if your diary is bursting and you're trying to keep too many people happy all the time, it's almost like the universe is saying, like, there's literally no space for me to help you. There's literally no space for me to land anything new in your life. So simplifying, it isn't just about doing less for the sake of it. It's not about being lazy, but it is about creating space, meaningful space. It's about learning to let go of the noise, learning to let go of the clutter, just so that you can breathe, so that you can feel present with yourself, with your friends, with your family, and then be in a space where you can actually hold the things that you have been calling in. So this then led me on to putting some thought into why do we do this? Why do we do this to ourselves? And I was pondering on why I did this to myself. And a lot of the overload that we experience, it's not by accident. There's a subconscious driver driving us to overload. So there's always a deeper reason. Maybe like me, you're like I was, you were in survival mode and constantly busy so that you don't have to feel what's really going on. Sometimes that's a coping mechanism, that if we keep ourselves busy, we don't have to look at the truth of what is. Or maybe you're scared of not being enough. So you're overcompensating by trying to perform more, get more results, be seen more, or by doing everything for everybody else. Or maybe it's people pleasing. I mean, you might see yourself in all of this. I was all of these things. You're saying yes to friends, to family, to work, to clients, to projects, because you don't want to let anybody down. You're worried about what they might think of you. You're worried maybe that they might judge you. Or you just have guilt. If you don't do it, you feel guilty. And of course, that's a massive conversation because it means we just end up living our life trying to please everybody else. But inside we're screaming, like, what about me? When do I get a go? When do I get to rest? When does somebody help me out? Or maybe there's a voice in your head that's saying, well, I have to perform. I have to achieve because time is running out. If I don't do it all now, then I'll miss my chance. We feel like the clock is ticking. Now, there may be more. You may relate more to one than the other. You may relate to all of them as I did. But the truth of that is the underlying driver that is pushing us to overload our systems. Unless we are willing to look at those drivers and deal with the real issue, which is fear of not having enough, fear of not being enough, fear of losing out, fear of losing everything, whatever that might be. Unless we look at that and we do the deeper work on that, we're always going to feel like we're fighting against the tide. We're always going to feel like we're treading water. And we're going to have to use more energy to keep everything afloat. But actually, we can only do that for a certain amount of time before we feel so exhausted. And I do speak to many clients who have suffered from severe burnout or have depression or anxiety or other symptoms that are starting to present themselves, which is showing that they are completely out of balance. And when we live life in this way, we are missing out on an awful lot of amazing experiences that are available to us. So basically, we just end up living life in an extremely diluted way because our energy is scattered. So it means we're not really giving our full self to everything that we are doing. We're only giving a small part of something. So we're not really anywhere. We might be everywhere, but we're not really anywhere present with our fullness. And that's why it can feel so unfulfilling. Because for many of us, we're actually doing a whole load of things that we don't really want to do anyway. We're just doing it because we fear what might happen if we don't. For me, I couldn't keep it up. My whole system was screaming, stop. I ran out of energy to keep feeding this massive engine that I had created. And I found that I wasn't enjoying life. But what I actually wanted was the opposite. I loved the work that I did and do. I love helping people. But I wasn't showing up in my fullness for myself or for them because of these underlying drivers. And of course, when I did some deeper work on myself, which is always ongoing, everything started to shift and change. I no longer felt that I had the desire to want to push and force myself in that same way anymore. It was kind of scary in a way because it meant letting go of my old ways of being and doing. But I also knew that I couldn't carry them on anyway. So there's always kind of like a little bit of an in-between land and experience with these type of situations, because we're almost witnessing the collapse of our old reality and our old self that created that reality. But the beautiful and exciting part is we can then direct our energy and attention on who we are becoming, that person that has already achieved peace and calm and spaciousness in their life, time for fun and presence and creativity. When we connect to that version of us that has already created all of that, we can slowly start to bring in one action, do one little bit of healing, whatever it might be, to begin almost collapsing that timeline from that future version of us and who we are now. And we can slowly start to pivot towards that reality. Now, some of this may sound a bit woo-woo or a bit, kind of pie in the sky, or, oh yeah, well, you know, sounds too good to be true. I'm here to tell you that I'm living and breathing it. This is something that is absolutely available to all of us. It's not a case of I can't. It's not a case of I'm not good enough and good things only happen to other people. It's a case of, right, universe, show me how. This is who I want to become. This is the life that I want to experience. What parts of me are standing in the way of that? And what actions can I begin taking to begin becoming that person right now? Is it easy? No, but it is a case of choosing your heart. Either way, staying in the reality that you're in now, feeding that relentless engine and feeling like you're only ever treading water, that's really tough. And the pathway of becoming a different version of you means you're going to need to learn to show up differently, run your life differently. And you can do that one small step at a time, right? This doesn't have to be a big overwhelming shift and change. It can be small steps, small meaningful steps, which means that you will be able to get to where you want to get to in a way that is fun and pleasurable, and not scaring the living daylights out of yourself by having to take a giant leap off a cliff and not knowing where on earth you're going to land, if you land at all. This is one small, tangible step at a time, and you can absolutely live a completely different reality, one where you don't need to fry your nervous system, one where you don't need to push and force yourself every single day, one where you wake up with energy, you don't wake up with dread, one where you are doing projects and having meetings and being with people that leave you feeling energized and not depleted. You know, you want to give your best to things and people who actually light you up. And why I went through a process of simplifying my life, I paid real attention to the people and the situations which I dreaded and left me feeling heavy or stressed. And it was very tangible. I could feel emotionally and even energetically my energy contract, and maybe like a pit in my stomach, or, you know, when I was doing things that were misaligned with who I had become. You know, sometimes we hold on to old things even though we are new people. It's a bit like changing your wardrobe. You know, if you wear the same clothes for the rest of your life, well, you're going to be uncomfortable. You're going to probably be completely out of fashion, which is fine. It might actually set a new trend, but it becomes uncomfortable. We need to update our wardrobe. And that's, you know, metaphorically what we need to do with our commitments and our relationships and, you know, the people in our lives too, but also the way that we are showing up as well. It's update and upgrade time, which means that we can bring everything into something that we really enjoy. So when we enjoy something, it feels different. We leave somewhere feeling lit up. We leave somewhere feeling inspired, especially when we're in the company of people that have growth mindsets, or, you know, naturally pivot towards proactivity rather than gossip or reactivity. And this is an invitation to you, really, to take a little bit of an audit of your life. Like, what makes me feel good? What lights me up? And this isn't about being lazy and, you know, avoiding certain things that do need to be faced. You know, sometimes we don't need to get rid of people or get rid of things. We just got to learn new skills to show up differently, to enhance relationships. And sometimes people do leave our life, and that's part of it too. It's learning to know the difference. And we want to be in a place where instead of feeling drained, we feel magnetic. We feel inspired, we feel alive, and life feels full of possibility. So I invite you to audit your commitments. Look at everything that's on your plate, your work, your friendships, your projects, your obligations, family obligations, and look at, you know, does this give me energy or does this drain me? And if it drains you consistently, then that might be telling you something about either the way that you're showing up or that it's time to let that go. And this is why I always find working with coaches, which is what I've always done in my own personal development, or mentors, or anybody that lights you up, is just having someone outside of you that can see a different vision, an objective viewpoint of some of your challenges in order to help you move through them a little bit quicker. And then, you know, once you have a bit of an idea of that, and just by me talking, you may already know. You may already have that one friendship or that one family obligation that you resent having to show up and do and hear the same thing over and over again. And what we end up doing is moaning about it. We moan about it to ourselves. We become negative. We moan about it maybe to other people. And all we're doing is just energizing what we don't want even more. But how about looking at it through the lens of, instead of, oh, for heaven's sake, why is this happening to me? It's like, why is this happening for me? Like, what is my upgrade that is available in this situation? What am I meant to learn? What am I ready to let go of? What am I ready to invite in more of? And for me, one of the biggest things was overcommitting. I don't know about you, if you can relate to that. Oh, my word. Even thinking back now, I just feel drained and wondered how my old self even had capacity and energy to have kept that up. And every time you say yes, when you mean no, you are diluting your own magnetism. So learning how to say no, and we can say it with love and we can say it with kindness. That's when we learn that these boundaries, they're not only healthy for us, they're healthy for the other people too, because that means we're no longer stepping in and trying to rescue them or placating. And 9 times out of 10, when we stop doing something for someone, they either learn how to do it themselves or they find another way to do it. So having these healthy boundaries, they're not rejection. There's self-love, there's self-respect. When we are feeling strong, when we are feeling at peace, when we're feeling empowered and inspired, creative, or even joyful, we're bringing the best to ourselves and to everyone and everything in our life. I think somehow we've been programmed back to front and the wrong way around, that we need to come last. And that's such a shame, because everybody gets the worst part of us. They get us when we're feeling intolerant and snappy and at capacity or jealous or whatever it might be. So actually, we're doing everyone and everything in our life a disservice by not looking after ourselves, because everyone's just getting that ratty part of us. So I believe that when we stop overcommitting and we start having healthy boundaries with ourselves and with other people, and we start looking after ourselves more, we actually start having more meaningful experiences and interactions in our life as well. So a lot of the underlying aspects of this are coming from that survival place. So what I mentioned earlier on, if you're always busy, maybe it's because you're too scared to slow down. I know for me, it was like, if I slow down, then I will lose everything. Oh my word. So what are you afraid to feel if you stop? And that's where the deeper work began for me on this subject. It was like I was looking at it from a real low vibrational lens, when in actual fact, the higher vibrational way of looking at it, if I slow down, then I will lead a richer, fuller, more fulfilling life. I will feel more whole. I will definitely be way more in integrity because I'm being more honest with myself and with other people. And as a result of that, I am taking myself out of survival. I'm going to be into thriving, and the new me can be birthed from that place, which is more authentic, which is more creative, which is more aligned with the person that I am becoming. So yes, even though it is deeper work, we can look at it through two lenses. We can look at it through the lower vibrational negative lens. Well, if I stop, I'll lose everything. Or we can look at it through the higher vibrational lens. If I stop, I can take time to recover, replenish, and I can put my heart and soul into things that mean something to me, which means I'll be more successful anyway because I'm not wrung out like a sponge and diluted. So simplification can come in every area. It can be clearing out the emails. It can be not taking on so many projects, and the ones that you do take on and the ones that you absolutely love and enjoy and you can put real amazing energy into. It can also be you're making sure that you are not filled with clutter all around your house. So physical clutter, that can be exceptionally draining. Or even the constant notifications on your phone. I turned all my notifications off. I'm pretty much on do not disturb on my phone most of the time, which means I don't have the constant ding, 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 ding. Of course, there's people I want to be able to get hold of me in case of emergencies. My family's on favorites, which means they'll always be able to come through. But all the other stuff is just noise, taking me away from the things that are important. So there's loads of different ways that you can simplify your life. And all it is choosing one area that you feel you have overcommitted and is wearing you out, and you know that you cannot continue it. And sometimes, like I said, it's also not being honest or in integrity by carrying on with things that you don't really like and you don't really want to do. It means that when we show up, we're showing up with not only a half-hearted rather energy, but we're not really being honest in the space that we're in. And people can feel that. And that in itself can then create ongoing issues as well. So what you can do is with certain things, you can choose your expansion daily. How do you choose expansion daily? Before you commit to something, you can pause and ask, does this expand my energy? Do I feel good when I do this or spend the time with this person or this project? Or does it contract my energy? Now, we're always going to have days where we're feeling a little bit less tolerant, and somebody might get on our nerves more one day than another. So we're looking more of like an overall, like, am I consistently drained by this person, or am I consistently feeling misaligned with this project? You know, it's more of kind of looking at it through a broader view before making a decision and then letting that guide you. So just noticing over a period of time what expands your energy, what lights you up, what makes you feel alive, and what contracts your energy, and what makes you feel like you've got to drag yourself to something. Those are really good indicators whether you are in alignment with that future that you want to create or not. Because the way I see it is when you stop filling your life with the things that drain you, you make room for the things that elevate you, but you are in charge of that. The only one that can make that happen is you. So even yes, you might feel annoyed or resentful towards people or things that you feel you have to do, you must do, you should do, you're also in control of that. And you may not have the information and the wisdom right now to move beyond that, but I promise you it's available and it's out there for you. And when you look at life through this kind of lens, this is when the magic happens. And that's when the future you want, that person you are becoming, that's when it all becomes effortless. So your manifestations become effortless in that way. And if, like me, the past me, you feel stuck in overwhelm, or you feel like you're running on empty, you can let this be your reminder. It doesn't have to be that way. You can change this. And you can change it by simplifying your life, by protecting your energy, and creating space for the life that you actually want to call in. So, my lovely ones, if this episode has landed for you. I would love to hear about it. Thank you for those who've reached out to me on Instagram. I love hearing where you are dialing in from around the world. Let me know. Tag me on Instagram at Solara K Star. If something really spoke to you today, share it with those who maybe need to hear this wisdom. But equally, if you're ready to go deeper into this work with me one-to-one, then reach out on my website, which I'll pop on the show notes as well. It's www.solarastar.com. So remember, my lovelies, a simpler life is not a smaller life. It's a way more fulfilling and magnetic life. Thank you for tuning in. I very much look forward to being back with you same time next week. Take care and bye for now. Thank you for tuning in to the Solara Star podcast. If you enjoyed this episode, make sure that you hit subscribe so that you never miss out. And you can stay connected with me on Instagram at Solara Star. And for even more inspiration and explore my courses and coaching at solarastar.com. You deserve to live a deeply connected and fulfilling life. And it's only you that can make it happen.